fueling the flames. Wildfires are also burning in northern Florida. This is NPR News in Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorzen. Here's the latest that I know about the severe weather affecting the KPR listening area. We have a tornado warning in effect until 6:45 tonight for portions of Riley and Waubonsie counties, specifically Alma, McFarland, and Paxico. If you are on I-70 between mile markers 317 and 336, you need to get off the interstate and get into shelter. You should be taking shelter right now in Alma, McFarland, or Paxico. This severe storm, about 4 miles north of Vaughan, generating ping pong ball sized hail and a tornado. The tornado indicated by radar. Again, Alma, McFarland, and Paxico. Listeners there should be in their shelters. Underground is best. If you can't do that, though, you have other options. Get inside a small interior room. In the lowest floor of the structure you're in, put as many walls between yourself and the outside as you possibly can. Again, this also includes I-70 between mile markers 317 and 336. We're getting word of baseball-sized hail in a storm that is moving through northwestern Chase and eastern Marion counties. So if you are in Marion, Florence, Lincolnville, Elmdale, Cedar Point, or Hymer, baseball-sized hail has been reported by emergency management in eastern Marion County. This is a very dangerous situation. Baseball-sized hail, that can kill you. It can seriously injure you or animals. It can damage roofs. It can break the windshield out of a car. Get indoors. Get away from where there is baseball-sized hail coming down in Marion County. We also now have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for, and this is a pretty large area, so hang in there with me, southeastern Geary County, southeastern Riley County, northeastern Morris County, western Shawnee County, Waubonsie County, northwestern Osage County, southern Pottawatomie County, southwestern Jackson County and northern Lyon County. This severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 6:45. Severe thunderstorms located along a line extending from 5 miles north of Louisville to 5 miles southeast of McFarland to 3 miles southeast of Council Grove. This whole complex of extremely violent thunderstorms moving to the east at 35 miles per hour, reporting 70 mile an hour wind gusts, half dollar sized hail, and larger. Hail damage is expected with this storm. Tree damage is very likely. Wind damage is also possible. This includes northwestern Topeka, northeastern Manhattan, the city of Wamego, Council Grove, Rossville, Alma, Eskridge, St. Mary's, Dover, Silver Lake, Auburn, St. George, Maple Hill, Alta Vista, Dwight, McFarland, Harveyville, Paxico, Bellevue, and Emmett. It also includes I-70 between mile markers 312 and 355 and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 148 and 169. Again, that is a severe thunderstorm warning for a large swath of the KPR listening area. Looking at it on a map, it takes up almost the entire center of where KPR broadcasts. So, if you are in southeastern Geary County, southeastern Riley County, northeastern Morris, western Shawnee, any part of Waubonsie, northwestern Osage, southern Pottawatomie, southwestern Jackson, or northern Lyon counties, expect thunderstorms moving through your region through about 6:45 tonight. In the meantime, we do still have a tornado warning in effect. And we have just received another one. We now have two separate tornado warnings in effect. One is for southwestern Shawnee County, southern Waubonsie County, and northwestern Osage County until 6:45. Half-dollar-sized hail, a radar-indicated tornado in Eskridge, also in Dover and Keene. If you are in Eskridge, Dover, or Keene, you need to take shelter right now. Flying debris is a genuine hazard with tornadoes. That's the thing that's really going to hurt you. So if you can get to a basement, that is best. But if you don't have that available to you, an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy structure. A mobile home does not count. Hiding under an overpass does not count. Those are not safe places to ride out a tornado warning. We have a tornado warning in effect for southwestern Shawnee County, southern Waubonsie County, northwestern Osage County until 6:45. This storm, just about 5 miles southeast of Volland, moving to the east at 35 miles per hour with a radar-indicated tornado for Eskridge, Dover, and Keene, and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 162 and 164. We also still have a tornado warning in effect for Alma, McFarland, and Paxico until 6:45. I'm going to check back in with the National Weather Service. Stay tuned. I will be right back.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Art Guild, presenting Art Spaces 2026, May 2nd and 3rd. Studio tours at local artists' creative spaces and homes and studios. More details at lawrenceartguild.org.
All right, these storms haven't moved very much in the last couple of minutes, but be aware, once again, we have two separate tornado warnings that are currently active in the KPR listening area. The southernmost one, this is a track that is moving across southern Shawnee County. All right, this is for Eskridge, Dover, and Keene, and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 162 and 164. A tornado warning in effect for southwestern Shawnee, southern Waubonsie, and northwestern Osage counties. This storm moving to the east at 35 miles per hour, a radar-indicated tornado, half-dollar-sized hail reported. Flying debris will be dangerous to anyone caught outside without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles is likely. Tree damage is likely. If you are in Eskridge, Dover, or Keene, you should be taking cover right now. This includes the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 162 and 164. We have a separate tornado warning in effect until 6:45 for southeastern Riley County and northwestern Waubonsie County. This severe thunderstorm moving to the east at 20 miles per hour, ping pong ball sized hail with this storm, a radar indicated tornado for Alma, McFarland, and Paxico. I want to check back in on that storm down in Marion County. They were reporting baseball-sized hail there. Yep, still reporting that. That severe thunderstorm warning in effect for about another 20 minutes for northwestern Chase and eastern Marion counties. Baseball-sized hail, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Emergency management reporting baseball-sized hail in that area. You will be severely injured if you are struck with a baseball-sized piece of hail. You need to get into shelter now if you are in northwestern Chase or eastern Marion counties. All right, we have a new position now, this tornado warning for southwestern Shawnee, southeastern Waubonsie, and northwestern Osage counties. This storm now located 6 miles west of Eskridge, moving to the east at 35 miles per hour, radar indicating a tornado. If you are in Eskridge, Dover, or Keene, you should be in shelter right now. This includes the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 162 and 164. If you are driving on the Kansas Turnpike between mile marker 162 and 164, you need to get off the Kansas Turnpike and get into a sturdy building. It is not safe to attempt to ride out a tornado under an overpass. That is an urban legend. It's a rural legend as well. Do not attempt to shelter under an overpass. It is dangerous. You will actually experience higher velocity winds under an overpass than you will outside of the overpass. So this tornado warning in effect until 6:45 for southwestern Shawnee, southeastern Waubonsie, and northwestern Osage counties. If you are in Eskridge, Dover, or Keene, you should be in shelter right now. We also still have a tornado warning in effect until 6:45 for northwestern Waubonsie County. Alma, McFarland, and Paxico ping pong ball sized hail and a radar indicated tornado. This includes I-70 between mile markers 323 and 336. Again, if you are in Alma, McFarland, or Paxico, or a little bit further south, Eskridge, Dover, or Keene, you should be taking shelter now. You need to be inside a sturdy building. In a basement is best, but if you don't have that available to you, get to an interior room on the lowest floor of the building. Stay away from windows. What you're trying to do is avoid being hit by any debris that tornado picks up. It can put a 2x4 through a wall, so put as many walls between yourself and the outside as you possibly can. Put on shoes. If you're wearing shorts, I would recommend that you put on longer pants. Protect your head. You need to get a bike helmet or a motorcycle helmet. If you don't have that available to you, maybe a sofa cushion, something to protect your head while this storm is moving through your area. If you are in Eskridge, Dover, or Keene, or if you are in Alma, McFarland, or Paxico, you should be taking shelter right now. I'm going to return you to All Things Considered for just a moment while I get an update from the National Weather Service. We do, in the meantime, in addition to these tornado warnings, have multiple severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for a big chunk of the KPR listening area. So stay tuned. I'll be right back. I just need to check on anything that has been allowed to expire or has moved. Stay tuned.
I declared in 2020 that election was the most secure.
You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Well, it has certainly been an active weather afternoon. It is not letting up anytime soon. But here is what I know at this hour. A tornado warning in effect until 6:45 for southwestern Shawnee, southeastern Waubonsie, and northwestern Osage counties. A confirmed tornado 5 miles northwest of Eskridge, moving to the east at 30 miles per hour. This is a damaging tornado with half-dollar-sized hail. Locations affected include Eskridge, Dover, and Keene. This is now a radar-confirmed tornado on the ground for Eskridge, Dover, and Keene. A tornado warning in effect until 6:45 for southwestern Shawnee, southeastern Waubonsie, and northwestern Osage counties. Again, if you are in Eskridge, Dover, or Keene, you should be taking cover right now. This also includes the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 162 and 164. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 6:45 for southeastern Riley, northeastern Morris, western Shawnee, all of Waubonsie, northwestern Osage, southeastern Pottawatomie, southwestern Jackson, and northern Lyon counties. This whole complex of severe thunderstorms located along a line extending from 3 miles west of Emmett to near Keene to near Bushong. It's all moving to the east at 35 miles per hour. 70 mile an hour wind gusts reported with this storm. Half dollar sized hail. Locations affected include western Topeka, Wamego, Council Grove, Rossville, Alma, Eskridge, St. Mary's, Dover, Silver Lake, Auburn, St. George, Maple Hill, Alta Vista, McFarland, Harveyville, Paxico, Bellevue, Emmett, Louisville, and Allen. This includes I-70 between mile markers 319 and 355, and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 148 and 169. We also have a tornado watch in effect until 9 p.m. for much of that same area. This includes Allen, Anderson, Brown, Chase, Clay, Coffee, Dickinson, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Greenwood, Jackson, Jefferson, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Waubonsie, Wilson, and Woodson counties. And the National Weather Service has now issued a severe thunderstorm watch all the way over to the counties that border Missouri. Atchison, Donovan, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties, you are now covered by severe thunderstorm watch until midnight. This also includes Andrew, Bates, Buchanan, Cass, Clay, Holt, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. So the entire greater Kansas City metro covered by a severe thunderstorm watch until midnight. This does include the city of Atchison. It does include St. Joseph. So be aware that you could see severe thunderstorms tonight in those counties. That is an expansion from the tornado watch that we have in effect until 9 p.m. Let me check in and see what is the status of this tornado warning, if I have a better position on it for you at this point. The tornado warning in effect for North Central Waubonsie County until 6:45. All right, Alma has been allowed to drop out of that. So tornado warning in effect until 6:45 for McFarland and Paxico. This includes I-70 between mile markers 326 and 336. We also still have this tornado warning in effect until 6:45 for portions of southwestern Shawnee, southeastern Waubonsie, and northwestern Osage counties. If you are in Eskridge, Dover, or Keene, you should be in your shelter right now. Put on a pair of shoes, grab a helmet. You want to protect your head, maybe a bike helmet or a motorcycle helmet. If you don't have either of those, maybe a couch cushion or a chair cushion. You want to protect your head. Flying debris is the most dangerous thing about tornadoes. So if you're in Eskridge, Dover, or Keene, you need to be inside a sturdy structure. This tornado warning in effect for Eskridge, Dover, and Keene through 6:45. We also have a tornado warning in effect till 6:45 for McFarland and Paxico in north central Waubonsie County. I'm going to hand you back off to All Things Considered for just a moment while I get an update on what we know about the weather. I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Demolitions of several Lebanese villages calling the
find.
They are some of the finest love letters.
We interrupt All Things Considered for an update on the severe weather this afternoon. We now have three active tornado warnings in the KPR listening area. The latest is a tornado warning for southeastern Morris County, south central Waubonsie County, and northern Lyon counties. A severe thunderstorm producing a tornado located near Dunlap. It's moving to the northeast at 35 miles per hour. This is indicated by radar. If you are in Allen, Admire, Bushong, or Dunlap, you should be taking shelter right now. A tornado warning in effect for southeastern Morris County, south central Waubonsie County, and northern Lyon County. This is in effect until 7:15. If you are in Allen, Admire, Bushong, or Dunlap, you should be in your shelter right now. Take cover in southeastern Morris County, south central Waubonsie County, and northern Lyon County. This is in effect until 7:15. Quarter-sized hail, radar-indicated tornado, Allen, Admire, Bushong, and Dunlap, or if you are on the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 140 and 148, take cover now. Get inside a sturdy building. If you can get inside into a basement anywhere underground, that is best. But if you don't have that available to you, an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors or in a mobile home or in a vehicle, you need to move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Again, this is for Allen, Admire, Bushong, and Dunlap, or on the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 140 and 148. We still have a tornado warning in effect until 6:45 for north central Waubonsie County. This is for McFarland and Paxico. If you are in McFarland or Paxico, you should be in your shelter right now. This includes I-70 between mile markers 326 and 336. Take cover now in McFarland and Paxico. We have a third tornado warning in effect until 6:45 for southwestern Shawnee, southeastern Waubonsie, and northwestern Osage counties. If you are in Eskridge, Dover, or Keene, or on the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 162 and 164, you should be in your shelter right now. We have a radar-confirmed tornado. At least 10 minutes ago, we did, north of Eskridge. If you are in Eskridge, Dover, or Keene, you should be taking shelter right now. A tornado warning in effect for you in Eskridge, Dover, or Keene, or the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 162 and 164. We also have a tornado warning in effect for McFarland and Paxico in Waubonsie County. And we have a tornado warning now in effect for portions of Morris, Waubonsie, and Lyon counties. This includes Allen, Admire, Bushong, and Dunlap. It also includes the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 140 and 148. But wait, there's more. We don't only have tornado warnings in effect. We also have a variety of severe thunderstorm warnings in effect. However, I have just received word we have yet another tornado warning in effect, this one for southwestern Chase and southeastern Marion counties. If you are in Matfield Green, Cedar Point, or Wansavoo, you need to be in your shelter right now. This is that storm that we had the baseball-sized hail associated with, hail up to 2 inches in diameter, being reported right now in Cedar Point. So Matfield Green, Cedar Point, Wansavoo, you need to be in your safe positions now. Move to a sturdy building. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. So once again, we now have 4 active tornado warnings. One in effect in southwestern Chase and southeastern Marion counties, right on the border of where they can hear us through the terrestrial radio, but I know we have a lot of listeners in Chase County. So Chase and Marion counties, if you are in or around.
Southwestern Jefferson County in northeastern Kansas, Shawnee County, east central Waubonsie County, west central Douglas County, until 7:15 p.m. At 6:30 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Keene, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Expected hazards include tornado and ping pong ball size hail. This is a radar-indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. Locations impacted include Topeka, Tecumseh, Dover, Silver Lake, Auburn, Meriden, Willard, Keene, Pauline, Meriden, and Grantville. This includes the following highways: Interstate 70 between mile markers 339 and 355. Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 167 and 190. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Repeating, a tornado warning has been issued until 7:15 p.m. for the following county, Douglas, Kansas.
All right, to reiterate, we now have a grand total of 4 active tornado warnings in the KPR listening area, the most recent one for southwestern Jefferson County, all of Shawnee County, east central Waubonsie County, and west central Douglas County in effect until 7:15. Tornadoes are possible. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near Keene, moving to the east at 40 miles per hour. Radar has indicated rotation with this storm, so the National National Weather Service went ahead and issued a tornado warning. I'm going to reiterate where this is in effect. Southwestern Jefferson County, all of Shawnee County, East Central Waubonsie County, and West Central Douglas County. This tornado warning in effect until 7:15. This includes the city of Topeka, Tecumseh, Dover, Silver Lake, Auburn, Meriden, Willard, Keene, Pauline, Barryton, and Grantville. If you are on I-70 between mile markers 339 and 355, or the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 167 and 190, you need to take cover now. Move to a basement if you can. If you don't have a basement available to you, you're encouraged to go into an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy structure. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors or in a mobile home or in a vehicle, you need to get to more substantial shelter. Protect yourself from flying debris. Again, this is a tornado warning in effect until 7:15 for southwestern Jefferson County, all of Shawnee County, East Central Waubonsie County, and West Central Douglas County. This is in effect until 7:15. If you are in Topeka, Tecumseh, Dover, Silver Lake, Auburn, Meriden, Willard, Keene, Pauline, Barryton, or Grantville, radar is indicating rotation with this very large complex of storms moving to the east. Ping pong ball sized hail is being reported. Again, this is a radar indicated tornado. So a tornado warning has been issued for Topeka, Tecumseh, Dover, Silver Lake, Auburn, Meriden, Willard, Keene, Pauline, Barryton, and Grantville. This also includes I-70 between mile markers 339 and 355 and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 167 and 190. A very large severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for at least another 20 minutes here. For much of the KPR listening area, this has just an absolutely huge footprint. Severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Geary County, parts of Riley, Morris, Shawnee, Waubonsie, Osage, Pottawatomie, Jackson, and Lyon counties. 70-mile-an-hour winds, half-dollar-sized hail. That severe thunderstorm warning for those counties in effect for about another 20 minutes. But once again, just to reiterate, a tornado warning has been issued for southwestern Jefferson, all of Shawnee, east central Waubonsie, and west central Douglas counties until 7:15. If you are in Topeka, Tecumseh, Dover, Silver Lake, Auburn, Meriden, Willard, Keene, Pauline, Barryton, or Grantville, or if you are on I-70 between mile markers 339 and 355, or the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 167 and 190, you should be in your shelter right now. You need to take cover if you are in any of those communities. We also still have a tornado warning in effect until 7:15 for southeastern Morris, south central Waubonsie, and northern Lyon counties. This tornado expected to be in Allen in the next 2 minutes, in Admire in about 8 minutes. This includes the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 140 and 148. Take cover if you are in Allen or Admire. If you're in Bushong, you should already be in your safe spot. Again, we do have a tornado warning that has been issued for southwestern Jefferson County, Shawnee County, east central Waubonsie County, and west central Douglas County until 7:15. You should be taking shelter if you are in Topeka, Tecumseh, Dover, Silver Lake, Auburn, Meriden, Willard, Keene, Pauline, Barryton, or Grantville, or on I-70 between mile markers 339 and 355, or the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 167 and 190. We also still have a tornado warning in effect for about another 30 minutes for southwestern Chase and southeastern Marion counties. That storm has eased up a little bit, reporting golf ball-sized hail, which is an improvement over the baseball-sized hail. This is in effect for Matfield Green, Cedar Point, and Wansavu. If you are in any of those three communities, Matfield Green, Cedar Point, or Wansavu, you should be in your safe spot right now. Take cover if you are in portions of Chase or Marion counties. Just one moment. I am checking in with the National Weather Service to see the very latest on positioning of these storms. We do still have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for about another 10 minutes for southeastern Morris County. That includes Council Grove and Dunlap. We have that very large severe thunderstorm warning in effect for about another 5 minutes for portions of Morris, Shawnee, Waubonsie, northwestern Osage, southeastern Pottawatomie, southwestern Jackson, and northern Lyon counties. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning for about another 5 minutes for portions of Riley, Morris, Osage, Shawnee, Waubonsie, Jackson, and Lyon counties. But want to focus right now on these tornado warnings we have right now. I think it has now dropped down to three tornado warnings in effect for portions of the KPR listening area. Here is where you should already be in your safe spots. You should be in shelter, and I'm talking about a sturdy structure. Underground, if you can swing that. If you don't have a basement available to you, go on to the lowest floor of a sturdy building into a room without windows, a small interior room. You want to put as many walls between yourself and outside as possible. Put on a pair of shoes. If you can do something to protect your head, put on a bike helmet if you have one of those, maybe a motorcycle helmet. If you don't have anything like that, a sofa cushion, a heavy cushion of some kind, a chair cushion. You want to protect your head if you possibly can. If you are in Allen or Admire, you should be in your shelter right now. If you are in Topeka, Tecumseh, Dover, Silver Lake, Auburn, Meriden, Willard, Keene, Pauline, Barryton, or Grantville, or on I-70 between mile markers 339 and 355, or on the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 167 and 190, you should be taking cover now. And finally, if you are in portions of Chase or Marion counties, Matfield Green, Cedar Point, or Wansavu, you should be in your safe spot right now. I'm going to return you to All Things Considered for just a moment while I check on where all of these storms are located. Stay with us. Let's also get caught up on some housekeeping while I'm checking this. Need to let you know who is sponsoring this coverage here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering porch pots, planters, hanging baskets, and flowers to celebrate mothers across the KPR listening area. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
Support for KPR comes from Emporia State University Choirs, presenting She Sings, a Women in Music Festival, Saturday, May 2nd at Beach Music Hall in Emporia. Details at emporia.link/she-sings.
All right. Coming back a little early, I was going to let you go to All Things Considered, but I do have an update on that tornado warning for Morris, Waubonsie, and Lyon counties. We now have emergency management confirmation of a tornado 4 miles southwest of Dunlap. So this tornado is expected to be near Allen, Admire, and Bushong here in the next 2 or 3 minutes. It says right around 6:45 p.m. That's pretty much right now. We do have a tornado warning for southeastern Morris, south central Waubonsie, and northern Lyon counties. This tornado expected in and around Allen, Admire, and Bushong right now. This is a tornado that has been confirmed by emergency management. You need to get inside a sturdy shelter. The thing that's going to kill you in a tornado is flying debris. So you need to get inside shelter right now. A mobile home isn't enough. Being outside, that's not going to get the job done. Tree damage is very, very likely. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur with this storm. If you are in Allen, Admire, or Bushong, you need to get in a sturdy shelter right now. Underground is best, but if you don't have access to a basement, some sort of small room with no windows on the lowest floor of the building. You want to put walls between yourself and the outside if you possibly can. Again, if you can get into an underground shelter or a basement or a root cellar, that's what you should do. But if you don't have that option, the interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building is where you need to be, in Allen, Admire, or Bushong. We also have a tornado warning in effect for Topeka, Tecumseh, Dover, Silver Lake, Auburn, Meriden, Willard, Keene, Pauline, Berryton, and Grantville. Radar indicating rotation with this large complex of storms moving through this area. That is all area covered by the big severe thunderstorm warning that we have in effect for quite some time. So this is a dangerous line of storms spinning off tornadoes. Stay weather aware, have multiple means of getting information. I am going to check back in with the National Weather Service to get you a better idea of where exactly all these storms are. We'll be right back. In the meantime, we're sending you over to All Things Considered. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Throw one another in front of
Watch the full conversation with Lena Dunham on YouTube at NPR Wildcard. Her new memoir, Famesick, is out now.
Support for Wildcard with Rachel Martin comes from Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives.
You are listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Here's our weather update. A tornado warning remains in effect until 7:15 for South Central Waubonsie and Northern Lyon counties. A confirmed tornado located over Bushong. It is moving to the northeast at 35 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and a tornado with this storm. If you are in Allen or Admire, we are expecting that tornado to be in your area in the next 2 minutes. It says this tornado will be near Allen and Admire at 6:50 p.m. This includes the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 140 and 148. If you are in Allen or Admire, you need to be in a sturdy structure taking shelter right now. A tornado warning remains in effect until 7:15 for portions of Jefferson, Shawnee, Waubonsie, and West Central Douglas counties. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located 5 miles northeast of Dover. It is moving to the east at 40 miles per hour. Radar is indicating rotation, so the National Weather Service went ahead and issued this tornado warning. Half-dollar-sized hail reported with this storm as well. If you are in Topeka, Tecumseh, Dover, Silver Lake, Auburn, Meriden, Maple Hill, Willard, Pauline, Berryton, or Grantville, or on I-70 between mile markers 342 and 355, or the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 167 and 190, you need to be taking cover right now. If you can get to a basement, that's great. That is the best place for you. Underground shelter is the best. But if you do not have that available to you, once again, you need to get into an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you're outdoors or in a mobile home or in a vehicle, you need to get to more substantial shelter as quickly as you can. All right. Okay, the tornado warning in portions of Chase and Marion County now outside of the KPR listening area. However, if you were covered by the Chase and Marion tornado warning that had been in effect, just assume that you need to remain in your shelter. But for the most part, this particular tornado warning for Chase and Marion counties moving out of the terrestrial footprint of the KPR broadcast area. All right, the severe thunderstorm warning in effect. One of them has been allowed to expire. There was one that was in effect until 6:45. That's been allowed to expire. Obviously, this large complex of storms continuing to march to the east. So we now have a new severe thunderstorm warning for western Jefferson County, all of Shawnee County, southeastern Waubonsie County, northwestern Douglas County, northern Osage County and southern Jackson County, Kansas. 70-mile-an-hour winds, half-dollar-sized hail for Topeka, Carbondale, Valley Falls, Rossville, Tecumseh, Richland, Dover, Silver Lake, Auburn, Overbrook, Perry, Meriden, Hoyt, Ozaukee, Lecompton, Maple Hill, Mayetta, Denison, Delia, and Willard. This includes I-70 between mile markers 342 and 355 and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 160 and 195. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your building. That's the latest severe thunderstorm warning. Again, that is for portions of Jefferson, Shawnee, Waubonsie, Douglas, Osage, and Jackson County, Kansas. Until 7:15, it includes Topeka, Carbondale, Valley Falls, Rossville, Tecumseh, Richland, Dover, Silver Lake, Auburn, Overbrook, Perry, Meriden, Hoyt, Ozaukee, Lecompton, Maple Hill, Mayetta, Denison, Delia, and Willard. It also includes I-70 between mile markers 342 and 355. I am going to once again tell you who's responsible for bringing you Kansas Public Radio while I take a moment and check out where exactly these storms are located.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting the music of...
All right, here's our latest update. This tornado warning remains in effect until 7:15 for portions of Waubonsie and northern Lyon counties. This confirmed tornado moving along near Allen and Admire. It also includes the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 140 and 148. We also have a tornado warning in effect until 7:15 for southwestern Jefferson County, Shawnee County, east central Waubonsie, and west central Douglas County. This is the really complicated one because this is radar indicated rotation along the outer edge of this very, very large complex of storms. So they are issuing a tornado warning, the National Weather Service in Topeka, issuing this tornado warning for Topeka, Tecumseh, Dover, Silver Lake, Auburn, Meriden, Maple Hill, Willard, Pauline, Berryton, and Grantville. I can't narrow it down any more specifically for you. I'm aware that is a really, really large area. They are just, because we are seeing these rotations just spinning up along the edge of this front as it is moving through, and it has a history of spinning off tornadoes, they want everyone to stay safe, and that's why they've issued that tornado warning that scared all of us with the National Weather Service, just not that long ago. That's what's going on here. There's no way to really pinpoint where this is, so just precautionarily, because there has been rotation with this storm, if you are in southwestern Jefferson, Shawnee, southeast central Waubonsie, or west central Douglas counties, you have a tornado warning in effect for you, and they are urging you to take cover in a sturdy building. If you are in Topeka, Tecumseh, Dover, Silver Lake, Auburn, Meriden, Maple Hill, Willard, Pauline, Berryton, or Grantville, this includes I-70 between mile markers 342 and 355 and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 167 and 190. I'm going to return you to All Things Considered for just a moment while we get a refresher on where exactly the boundaries of these warnings are. I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Okay, so give us the vibes.
What? Victory.
Yeah, you got some bragging rights, certainly.
Exactly.
That's NBC News business and data correspondent Brian Chung. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mom.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. You have been listening to a bit of All Things Considered while we update what is going on with the weather. This has been a really active severe weather day, and we do currently still have some active tornado warnings in effect. A tornado warning remaining in effect until 7:15 for southwestern Jefferson, eastern Shawnee, and west central Douglas counties. Just about 4 minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over southern Topeka, moving to the northeast at 45 miles per hour. Locations affected include Topeka, Tecumseh, Meriden, Pauline, Grantville, and Berryton. This includes I-70 between mile markers 352 and 355 and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 170 and 190. If you are in southern Topeka, you should be taking shelter right now. A tornado Half-dollar-sized hail reported with this rotation all along this very large front as it's moving through. We also have a tornado warning in effect until 7:15 for south-central Waubonsie and northern Lyon counties. If you are in Allen or Admire, you should be taking shelter right now. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Once again, we have multiple tornado warnings in effect in the KPR listening area. Kay McIntyre will be following the weather for you here in the next couple of hours. Bob McWilliams will have the latest updates a little bit later tonight. But for right now, a tornado warning in effect until 7:15 for portions of Jefferson, Shawnee, and Douglas counties. This is west central Douglas County, eastern Shawnee County, southwestern Jefferson County, Topeka, Tecumseh, Meriden, Pauline, Grantville, and Barrington. You should be in your shelters right now. Also, if you are in Allen or Admire in Waubonsie and Lyon counties, you should be taking shelter right now as well. We have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 7:15 for portions of western Jefferson County, Shawnee County, Waubonsie County, northwestern Douglas County, northern Osage County, and southern Jackson County, Kansas. We also have a tornado watch in effect for most of those same counties until 9 p.m., and this is comparatively new, a severe thunderstorm watch until midnight for Atchison, Donovan, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, and Andrew, Bates, Buchanan, Cass, Clay, Holt, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. That includes all of the greater Kansas City metro. It is 7:01.